With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. Norway, Ireland, and Spain say they're recognizing a Palestinian state in an historic move. It was a lightning cascade of announcements on Wednesday. Meanwhile, House Speaker Mike Johnson says it's time for Senate Majority Leader Charles Schumer to join his invitation to Israel's Prime Minister to address a joint session of Congress.
Schumer, the highest-ranking Jewish official in U.S. history, ruffled feathers back in March when he called for new elections in Israel to replace Benjamin Netanyahu for his handling of the war in Gaza. At the time, he accused Netanyahu of losing his way. Now Speaker Johnson says he told Schumer this week he needed to, quote, sign the joint letter, and if not, we're going to proceed and invite Netanyahu just to the House, and I'll send individual invitations to senators. Bob Agner reporting.
Also on SRNews.com, Maryland Governor Wes Moore says the container ship, the Dolly, that caused the Baltimore Key Bridge collapse has been removed from the crash site.
I remember looking over at the Patapsco River, and I remember seeing a container ship that is the length of three football fields. A container ship that is the weight of the Washington Monument, a container ship that, when people understand the scale of these containers, that each of those containers weighed about 1.5 to 2.5 tons.
Crews have already cleared thousands of tons of mangled steel from the water. Multiple people have died and at least a dozen injured since a powerful tornado tore through a small Iowa town, carving a bleak landscape of destroyed homes and businesses, shredded trees, smashed cars, and widely strewn debris. The tornado destroyed much of the small Iowa town of Greenfield. On Wall Street, Dow futures are down by 46 points. NASDAQ futures are off nearly 28. This is SRN News. Two more states will vote on abortion this fall.
Colorado and South Dakota will each offer a ballot amendment in November that would enshrine abortion in the state constitution. Polls indicate the outcome will be tightly contested. Voters in Florida and Maryland will also consider abortion amendments on Election Day, and several other states may join in. Recently, the people of California, Michigan, Vermont, and Ohio approved ballot measures making abortion a state constitutional right. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
Minnesota lawmakers have failed to pass a state equal rights amendment that would have enshrined abortion and the LGBT lifestyle in the state constitution. A compromise to legalize sports gambling also failed to cross the finish line by the midnight Sunday deadline. Authors of the Minnesota ERA opted not to include the word abortion, which critics called a deceptive move. This is SRN News. Millions of travelers are expected to hit the road and take to the skies this Memorial Day weekend. AAA's spokeswoman Aisha Diaz says travel records could be set this coming holiday weekend.
We're projecting nearly 44 million travelers over the Memorial Day weekend, which comes close to matching 2005. But in the car travel category, we're projecting 38.4 million people, and that would be a new record for drivers over the long holiday weekend.
Experts expect this to be the busiest Memorial Day weekend at U.S. airports since 2005. Sustained Russian attacks on Ukraine's power grid in recent weeks have forced leaders of the war-ravaged country to institute nationwide rolling blackouts. Without adequate air defenses to counter assaults and allow for repairs, though, the shortages could still worsen as need spikes in late summer and next winter. More details at SRNnews.com.